ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 69th chapter, Narad visits Krishna's palaces. Text number 29. Hasantam hasakataya kadachit priyaya grihe kvapi dharmam sevamanam artakamao cha kutrachit hasantam hasakatayo hasantam hasakataya kadachit priyaya grihe kadachit priyaya grihe kvapi dharmam sevamanam kvapi dharmam sevamanam artakamau cha kutrachit artakamau cha kutrachit hasantam hasakataya kadachit priyaya grihe kvapi dharmam sevamanam artakamau cha kutrachit Ladies, Tamka Sakataya Ladies, Hasantam, laughing. Hasakutaya, with joking conversation. Kadachit, at one time. Priyaya, with his beloved. Grihe, in the palace. Kva api, somewhere. Dharmam, religiosity. Sevamanam, practicing. Artha, economic development. Kamo, sense gratification. Cha, and. Kutrachit, somewhere. Translation and purport. Somewhere Lord Krishna was found enjoying the company of a particular wife by exchanging joking words with her. Somewhere else he was found engaged along with his wife in religious ritualistic functions. Somewhere Krishna was found engaged in matters of economic development. And somewhere else he was found enjoying family life according to the regulative principles of the Shastras. Purport. This translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. Joking conversations take place during the night time, whereas religious rituals, economic development and family enjoyment occur during both the day and the night. Om Agyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha శ్రీచైతన్నమనోభిస్తం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకే ధామాయం దధాతి స్వాపదంతికం. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గిరాధార శ్రీవాసరి గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాళం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపదం అహం వందే శ్రీగురుదినతారణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం. వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. Here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is describing Lord Krishna's different activities in Dwarka. Can we move this? Krishna was living in Dwarka with 16,108 queens in 16,108 palaces, doing simultaneously whole different range, variety of activities. Because Krishna is Bhagavan, he's the Supreme Lord. So he is enjoying himself in all the different varieties. He has different types of devotees who have different natures in order to give pleasure to Krishna. Some of them have a very agreeable mood and some of them have a contrary mood. Agreeable mood is understandable. It means you agree with somebody. Contrary means you oppose. Now, both are enjoyable, both are relishable, but the mood, the underlying attitude has to be service. It has to be to please. If somebody is just agreeable for the sake of being agreeable, it's not very pleasing. Just like we call them, yes sir. Have you ever heard of that? Yes sir. Anybody tells you something, you just say, yes sir. And then if you ask them, what did I just tell you? They say, yes sir. What do you want me to do? Yes, sir. One time I was with my spiritual master in Russia after the program. He asked me, how was the program? And I said, oh, Guru Maharaj, it was very wonderful. Now, he said, I don't have you here to be a yes man. Which means he does not expect me to be agreeable with him. But he wants my honest opinion. So, some of the devotees of Krishna are mostly agreeable and some of them are mostly contrary. But the mood, the attitude is always a mood of pleasing, a mood of service. Sometimes you arrive in a place and when you get off the plane, there's people greeting you outside the airport. And what do they say? Hi, boss. Hi, boss. Right? So they call you boss, but their attitude is of exploitation. How can I exploit you? Or, oh, my friend, right? You're my friend. What can I get from you? How can I exploit you? So that is not the proper attitude. When the spiritual master deals with disciple, usually the only mood that is there is a mood of servitude. We should not try to evolve our relationship into some higher form of rasa. One time a devotee walked up to Srila Prabhupada and gave Srila Prabhupada a big hug. And Prabhupada just stood there and looked at him and said, this is not required. Another time when Brahmananda Prabhu, the same big Brahmananda that was the temple president of New York, 26 Second Avenue, one time a crazy man stormed into the storefront and he was ready to charge a Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just looked at the crazy man. And he looked at Brahmananda and he told the crazy man, he will kill you. And the man just turned around and left. Because he looked at Brahmananda and he just left. So Prabhupada had sent Brahmananda to Pakistan. Now Prabhupada didn't know that there was just a civil war. The war just broke out in Pakistan. He just heard a few days later. And then he got the notice that some Western Hare Krishnas had been killed in Pakistan. Prabhupada was very worried. because it exactly fit the description of Brahmananda and his assistant. So when Brahmananda finally escaped from Pakistan and he came down to Bombay, he came into Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada embraced him, he hugged him very tightly, and he touched his body like a mother, making sure that her child is okay. So, we're going to speak today about different moods, different rasas, and about intimacy and connection. In this world, everybody craves for intimacy and they crave for connection. Have you ever wondered why so many phones are beeping all the time? It's because people crave for connection and they crave for intimacy. But what type of connection or what type of intimacy is that? It is simply in the mind. Yenye ravindaksha vimukta maninas tvayasta vishuddha buddhaya akruya krichrena paramapatama tata patantya nadrita yushmad angrayaha. Just like the Mayavadis, the Gyanis, they think themselves liberated. But they're liberated, how are they liberated? Vimukta maninas. They're liberated in their own minds only. Even though their process is very troublesome, they will fall down again to the mundane platform. In the same way, people imagine intimacy. I was giving class in Sydney, Australia a few weeks back, and after class, one boy walked up to me and said, Prabhu, I want to follow you on Facebook. Now that sounded a very scary proposition. If somebody tells you, I want to follow you. You know, it's like, what, you want to be a stalker? You know, like, you want to, you know, somebody's following you. I said, first of all, I don't have Facebook. Second of all, I'm also lost, so don't follow me, okay? Find somebody else to follow, all right? I don't want any followers. Yesterday, I got a hug from Anuttama Prabhu, who shaked hands with the Pope a few days ago in New York. Now, I could imagine in my mind that I have a relationship with the Pope. Because I was close, you know, I got a hug from somebody who shook his hand. But there was 45,000 people on that weekend who shook the Pope's hand in New York. So how close am I to the Pope? I'm about as close to the Pope as the ant is who is crawling on one of those ice cream billboards. Have you seen those ice cream billboards Prabhu was mentioning yesterday in class? Those big hoardings? Huh? With that lady who's holding that ice cream. Now, if an ant is crawling on that ice cream and is thinking, I'm enjoying the ice cream, wouldn't that be a little ludicrous? So in the same way, if we are sitting in Bombay traffic, do you enjoy the intimacy when you're on a local train and people are bumping into you? Do you think, oh, this is very nice. I'm having some sangha here, right? This intimacy. This is very wonderful. No, it's not wonderful. Why is it not wonderful? Because it's not pleasing. It's not really something that's agreeable to your nature. Now, Krishna has different types of devotees and they have different unique relationships with Him. Some of them, they're very subservient. They fan Him, they massage Him, they bring Him things. Others, they're very joking, like Madhu Mangal. He's very joking. Others, they always want to fight. They always challenge Him to wrestle. But sometimes it varies. Because if it's always the same, it becomes boring. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. When the king is in court, things become very heavy. Because in court, you discuss about heavy things. So they have a jokester who comes in and he makes fun of the king and he makes fun of other people. And it breaks the heavy atmosphere. A few years ago, I was on a managerial administrative committee, which I don't want to mention, in a place that I will not mention. And some of the people were always contrary. Whatever proposal came up, they were against it. Just as a matter of principle. Excuse me, Your Honor, I'm against it. As a matter of principle, I have to speak out against it. Now, some people were always agreeable. Oh yeah, this is very nice, wonderful. And some people were always asleep. Does that sound familiar to you? So, After a while, I got bored sitting in that assembly because it was too predictable. I would already know, walking into that room, who would be contrary, who would be agreeable, and who would be asleep. So, rasa can only happen, relationship can only happen if there is an element of surprise. If there is something unknown. Just like one time, Krishna, he was in the palace of Rukmini. This is mentioned here in this verse. And he wanted to enjoy some joking relationship with his wife. So he was sitting on her bed. The moon had just risen according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, because this is taking place at the night. He was being fanned by his beloved queen Rukmini, the first of his wives. But Rukmini is always agreeable. She's always very pleasing, very pleasant, very much in favor of whatever the Lord does. Even when she did not see Krishna at her wedding, she thought, maybe it's just my karma. Maybe I'm just not good enough, you know. She wasn't thinking, where is this guy? You know, I sent that letter. What's happening? She's just thinking, I'm not good enough. So if he doesn't come, so be it, you know. I'll probably give up my life, but he's independent. He can do whatever he likes. So Krishna was relaxing on Rukmini's bed, and he was being fanned and attended to by his beloved queen. And he was telling her, in a very joking mood, that actually, you made a mistake. Why did you marry me? Because I have no home. I have no interest in wealth. I hang out with losers, you know, with people who are destitute, you know, the paupers. I'm dear to them. You had so many good matches. Shishupal was there. Others were there. Why did you choose me? And he was going on and on and on. Now, Rukmini Devi, she took this very seriously. She thought, oh, maybe my Lord wants to leave me. Maybe he's upset with me. Maybe he will abandon me. And the Acharyas explained that she had all the different emotions, from being perturbed to being devastated. And she fell like a banana tree. She just fell unconscious. Krishna picked her up and he caressed her and he comforted her. She said, he said, my dear Vidarbhi, I simply wanted to see your anger. I simply wanted to see your contrary nature. But there was no contrary nature in Rukmini. And then Rukmini countered each and every point that Krishna made. Each and every argument that he made, she countered it. And she said, actually, what you're saying was wrong in this way, wrong in that way, because actually, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the totally independent, nobody is good enough for you. And she went through all of his arguments. And Krishna was very pleased. So, Krishna is Rasaraj. He's the king of all the rasas, of all the relationships. And every devotee has their own unique individual nature. So, some of the devotees seem to have contrary natures, like Bhishma Dev on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He's shooting arrows at Krishna. Now, it's pretty offensive, isn't it? Somebody shooting arrows, you know, drawing blood. But for Krishna, that was, in the mood of chivalry, that was as pleasing as the love bites of his lovers. So, anybody who approaches Krishna is benefited, is blessed, even if it's in a contrary mood. Putana wanted to kill baby Krishna. Krishna said, you want to be my mother and give me milk? Okay. You want to kill me? Okay, that's all right too. But, you know, I'll accept your service. So Krishna has a very unique sense of humor. When we study the Bhagavatam, we get exposed to Krishna's unique sense of humor. Prabhupada was always making this emphasis in different situations, how Krishna has a unique sense of humor, that sometimes he gives something to a devotee, then he takes it away, like Sudama Vipra. Sudama was attached to his renunciation. So when he came home, there was a big palace. There was a lot of opulence. Why? Because he was attached to his renunciation. So Krishna said, okay, just watch this. And he was having fun, you know, because he was seeing, he was watching how Sudama came home. And he thought, oh, I've lost my way, you know, I'm in the wrong address here. Krishna has a unique sense of humor. Haridas Prabhu from Juhu tells the story how he was a young pickpocket, street boy. And he came and he saw Prabhupada's picture. You all know the story. And Prabhupada asked him, what do you want? And he said, I came to steal your watch. Now that's certainly contrary, right? If somebody comes up to you and says, I want to steal your watch. Prabhupada just took off his watch and handed it to him. He said, you don't have to steal it, I'm giving it to you. That was quite shocking. And he surrendered. Vishal Prabhu, who was always very agreeable. You know Vishal in Vrindavan, short, stocky? He was always glorifying Prabhupada, chanting shlokas and mantras. When Prabhupada would walk around, he would follow him around and always be around him and chanting shlokas. And one time Prabhupada turned around and looked at him and said, why don't you go and do something useful for a change? One time I was with my spiritual master and he was kind of teasing me. And he was saying, you know, all this book distribution talk, you know. Prabhupada, when he came to Vrindavan, he only talked about cow protection. He only talked about Varnashram. So what is this whole thing with your book distribution? And he expected, you know, me to oppose him. But, because that's too predictable. So I was just agreeable. I just smiled and I just took it. Because variety is the mother of enjoyment. If things are too predictable, it becomes boring. Krishna has a unique sense of humor. Yesterday was Ekadasi. And I was busy sitting in my room reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we will get to just in about a minute. And there was a knock on my door. And you know, this is not New York, you know, so you just open the door, right? You don't want to see who's there. You just, this is Chaupati, right? There's all nice people here. So I just opened the door and there's a young guy with pant and shirt, sweating because it's hot and he's been running around door to door. So he starts all enthusiastic telling me about Domino's Pizza, who just opened up, and how I'm a pizza lover. And now he didn't know that I'm Italian origin and I love pizza and all that, you know, but somehow Krishna's unique sense of humor, you know, it's Ekadasi. He comes and says, what about Domino's Pizza? Huh? Would you be agreeable to that? And I thought, wow, you know, there's a guy doing door-to-door here in South Mumbai. We should be doing this. This guy runs around giving out, you know, invitation cards or 5% vouchers for Domino's Pizza. If you purchase more than 1,000 rupees worth, you get 5% off, you know. And he has got so much confidence that he goes knocking on people's doors. Where are we? Are we knocking on people's doors? Or are we stuck in comfort zone? A couple of days ago, we were out on Kolaba with all of the boys from the manor. And if you want to have fun, if you actually want to have an enjoyable day, go on Sankirtan. Because all the humor will manifest right in front of you. I had a young college student, his name was Arjun. And he said, I'm an atheist. And I said, that's great, you know. That's fine. There's no problem with that, you know. Arjun had a few problems too in the beginning, you know. So just take the book. Everything will be okay. You can be an atheist. Everything is good. It's funny, you know, if a guy tells you, my name is Arjun, he's wearing a little red ribbon, you know, and a little red dot, and he says, I'm an atheist. It's funny. Don't you think it's funny? I think it's funny. Then I had another guy who obviously told me in his perfect, you know, Victorian English, I am knowing everything. Which is a joke, because it's not English. So I just showed him the Bhagavad Gita. And I pointed, you know, okay, the blue guy, who is that? He said, Krishna. I said, the other one, who is that? He said, Yudhisthira. I said, wrong, you have to buy the book. You have to buy the book now. So, if you want to have fun, go on Sankirtan. You will see all the amazing things. So Krishna has a unique sense of humor. And he will exactly push your buttons to make sure that you're kept honest. That is Krishna's unique kindness towards his devotees. So, we're all craving for connection and we're all craving for intimacy. But if we analyze these words, intimacy comes from Latin, impressare. It means to impress. You want to make an impression and you want to have some association. Later on, it degraded into something else. But actual intimacy means what? It means you are connected. You have the same sense of purpose. You have the same sense of mission. That is true intimacy. Prabhupada once said, the closest to me is the mosquito and the fly. But they're not pleasing. Thus, they're not really intimate. Because they don't make a real impression. So if we want to be pleasing to Guru and Krishna, then we should have a service attitude. Now some of us may be more agreeable, like Brajachandra Prabhu. He's the perfect servant, because he's very agreeable, right? And there are others who are more contrary. So for them it will be difficult to be in daily constant association with the spiritual master. Because you don't want somebody around you as a servant who's contrary. This morning I watched while serving out breakfast, one person next to me, a new person, a serving out khichdi, which is really nice because it's Dvadasi and everybody's really hungry and they really like a lot of it, so it's easy. But he had the alu, what do you call it? Chachari? And there was a bucket and there was not enough and everybody wanted more, more, more. And he said, no, because he was hungry. And people could sense it. They could feel it. So he was contrary. So he picked about three fights, you know. And I can guarantee you, he would have lost all these three fights. But finally, the devotees let him off go easy because they understood he's a new guy, you know. So don't give him too much heat. But when you're a servant, you have to be agreeable. We sing, Gurudev Kripa Binda Diyo Koroe Dase. And then Gurudev says, can you do this service? And we say, Gurudev, I can do everything except this. Okay? And I will give you proof. I will give you logic and reason why I can't do what you just asked me to do. That's 10th class intelligence. We may not be first class, like Rajachandra, that we just know. Because of the purity of our heart, we know what needs to be done. And we do it without being asked. Because the master does not like to talk all day long. Otherwise he just gets exhausted telling his servant what he should be doing. Second class means we're told and we do. Third class is we're told, we make mistakes, but we're working in ourselves. We're improving. We should at least be third class. But 10th class is, we're giving instruction and we're using our intelligence to try to justify our maya, why we can't do what's expected of us. Asango hyayam purushaha. This is one of the aphorisms, one of the Upanishadic Mahavakyas. Prabhupada quotes it quite a lot. The soul has no connection with anything in this world. Whenever you feel uncomfortable, whenever we feel disturbed, whenever we feel anxious, remember, asango hyayam purusha. I'm a jiva. I'm atma. I have nothing to do with, you know, the heat, the cold, the rain, all these things. This is not relevant. It does not really connect. It does not really relate to me as the person. If we have this understanding, we can actually be Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. When Krishna is talking to Arjuna in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and explaining the yoga system, Arjuna rejects it. And he says, my mind is obstinate and strong, I can't control it, it's all over the place, it's more difficult than controlling the raging wind. Please, give me something else. I can't do this. I can't be a yogi. So Krishna tells him, no, it's possible. Abhyasena, vairagyena. By constant practice and by detachment. So if we cultivate knowledge about our true nature, we develop our detachment by that cultivation of spiritual knowledge. And at the same time, Prabhupada in the purport very beautifully elaborates on what means abhyasena. He's speaking about Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno, Smaranam Parasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam. That regulated, continuous practice starts with hearing and chanting about Krishna. So when we hear about Krishna, then what happens is our appreciation for Krishna increases. Our intimacy increases. Our connection increases. But when you want to connect with the most pure, you have to become pure. If you want to be with the sun, you have to become like fire. Like this morning, I touched one aluminum foil box and I poured hot piping khichdi into it. And my finger got burned. Because I realized if you want to associate with hot khichdi, you have to be hot. Otherwise it will burn you. So in the same way, if you want to associate with Krishna, our nature also has to become more of that purified, spiritual, pure nature. So, Narad Muni could appreciate Krishna's pastimes. And he got full access. He had the VIP pass, backstage access. Nobody can get into Krishna's palaces. Nobody can get into Rukmini's bedroom. It's not possible. But because Narad Muni was an intimate devotee of the Lord, he was part of the inner circle and he had that darshan. In the same way, Uddhav, he brought very confidential message to the gopis and to Naranarayan rishis because he was part of that inner circle. So to the degree that our appreciating capacity, AC, how is your AC doing? Prabhu, is the AC on? Did you put the AC on? Or did somebody leave the heating on? How is your appreciating capacity? To the degree that our appreciating capacity increases, to that degree we can have intimacy and we can have connection with Krishna and with His devotees. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we have been wandering throughout all 8,400,000 species of life, trying to get connection, trying to get intimacy, but it has not really worked. But now, Bhagavan Jeev, now there is good fortune. What is that good fortune? We have got this wonderful opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness. Like when you walk on the road, you see these billboards. They're not selling ice cream or cars or jewelry or flats. What are they selling? They're selling opportunities. They're selling dreams, right? So, what is this opportunity of Krishna consciousness? Janma karma chame divyam evan yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. First of all, if you know Krishna's nature, His pastimes, in truth, you will not have to come back to this world again. And in the spiritual world, Chintamani prakarsatmasu kalpavriksha, lakshavriteshu surabhir abhipalayantam. There is all these wonderful pastimes going on that we hear about here in the Bhagavatam. And we can be part of that. To the degree that our appreciating capacity increases. In the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada in one purport writes something very astounding, very amazing. He's saying that the Lord appears in all the species of life. And according to the appreciating capacity of the devotee, the Lord will reveal Himself. Voltaire said, whatever you appreciate, appreciates. If you actually cherish, if you actually like something, it increases in value, in meaning, in magnitude. So the more we hear about Krishna, the more we chant about Krishna in the association of devotees, the more our appreciating capacity will increase. Initially, it might be very small. But simply by associating with devotees, people will get, through this sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. They will get this appreciating capacity. Now, if you want intimacy with devotees, what is it? Tadati pratigrinati guyamakyati prichati. Bhungte bojayate chaiva sadvidin priti lakshanam. This is intimacy. As long as these six type of activities are not going on, there is no intimacy. You may be sitting in traffic jam. You may be in a train. You may be even in a social situation, in a family situation. If there is no dadati pratigrinati, there is no intimacy. So if we want intimacy with Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas, we should aspire for service. One time George Harrison was in Mayapur and he appreciated the gardens because he's very much into gardening. That's why he gave the manor and he made sure that, you know, things were looked after nicely. There was one devotee from England who was very good at horticulture and he had arranged the flowers, the gardens, the trees, everything just perfect. And George was so impressed that he told that devotee, I have many estates around the world. I would like you to be my private gardener. Now how about that for intimacy, You become the private gardener of George Harrison of the Beatles, the most popular rock band in all the history, That's intimacy, isn't it? That's pretty cool. Now what did the devotee say? The devotee said, thank you very much for your kind offer. I have money in the bank and I have grapes in my drawer. The only thing I aspire for is service. And George understood. He's got something better. He was not offended because he's a devotee. So when a devotee sees another devotee who has a different nature, who may have a contrary or an agreeable mood, he does not get upset by that. He does not get disturbed by that. Oh, you know, you should be like me. Because then you would be happy. Then you would be successful. No. The devotees are happy that they're all different. Why? Because this gives pleasure to Krishna. It's called unity in diversity. So we're not looking for a one shoe size fits all conformative personality type. Or as one of our esteemed teachers in ISKCON used to say, not that joining the Hare Krishna movement has been the last intelligent decision that you ever made in your life. You can still use your intelligence in the service of Krishna. But Krishna is conquered, not by intelligence, not by smartness, not by great sacrifices or by great praise. What conquers Krishna? Aham bhakta. What's that one? Paradino, yasvatantra, ivadvaja, sadunam grashtaridayo, bhaktair bhakta janapriya. Krishna is only conquered. Sadunam ridayam mayam, sadunam ridayam tvaham, adanyatena jananti, naham tebyo managapi. He's only conquered by pure love. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Because the devotee only know me, I only know the devotees. And because that's why they're always in my heart, and I'm always in their heart. Now when we see Krishna's unique dealings with his devotees, and his unique sense of humor, we cannot help fall in love with Krishna. Krishna has such a unique sense of humor. Jarasandha came how many times? 18 times. 18 times he gathered a huge army. Krishna wiped out everybody except Jarasandha. Said, okay, you can go now. Huh? Bring some more people. I'll be waiting for you. Okay. Next time, same thing. Huh? 18 times. And at the end, he did not even kill him himself. He let Bhima Sen do the job. How? They went there, begged charity. That's funny, isn't it? Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He goes, disguised as a Brahmin, to Jarasandha's court. And he begs him for charity. Now that's funny. That's funny. You know, if a big man disguises himself and he comes and he begs charity from his enemy, that's funny. Huh? Then, anyhow, there's so many examples. But our mood should be pleasing. Like Ramachandra Puri, he had a contrary mood. But it was not pleasing. Because his mood was a mood of finding fault. When Lord Chaitanya was chanting, Gopi, 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 that Brahmin boy, he also had a contrary mood. And Lord Chaitanya chased him with a stick. So, if our attitude is an attitude of service, an attitude of pleasing, then whatever our character, whatever our nature, whatever our inclinations might be, that's perfectly all right. As long as we use them in a favorable mood for giving pleasure to Guru and Krishna. But if a servant becomes argumentative and tries to tell the master, actually, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what's going on. Then it's time to let go that servant. You know? You give him his last gift, his last salary, and you let him go. You send him off. Huh? Just like I've heard of some people who wanted to give back their initiation. And Guru, very kind, very graciously, gave them again their freedom. Okay, go be a free man. Go have fun. Go play. See how far you get. Huh? Why? Because sadhus always want to encourage. They always want to inspire others. If our mood is agreeable, if we have an appreciating capacity, then people will be able to appreciate us. When we were there in Kolaba, there was beggars, there was vendors, there was taxi drivers, there was people of all different types of religion. But if our mood is a mood of service, is a mood of giving, people can sense that, they can appreciate that, and they will reciprocate. Hare Krishna. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in this humble capacity of speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections. Positions. If you have a contrary nature, now is your time. But you're all too agreeable, you see? That's the problem. You're all too much nice. Huh? Now you cannot only eat sweets. It doesn't work, okay? You gotta have some of that chutney, you gotta have some of that, you know, other stuff. Otherwise it doesn't work. I know it's Dvadasi and many of you want to go for second breakfast. You think maybe there is some more of that. What's that alu thing called? Alu chachat? Alu chachari. Ah, the smiles are already coming. I think there is more alu chachari down there. Huh? Questions, comments? Anything. Okay, let me check here. You forced me to go back to my chaotic notes. Now, as Krishna had a unique sense of humor, Prabhupada also had a unique sense of humor. He had different types of devotees and they had different types of moods. Some are very agreeable, some are very contrary. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was also known as hot tamale, like hot chili sauce. So, one time in the US there was some problem when he was leading Radha Damodar and there was some conflict. And he got a lot of opposition from the management and the whole case came to Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada basically told him that he is fired from his job and he can't go on doing that. And that was very, very disturbing to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, in a sense of exasperation, he said, "What do you want me to do, Prabhupada? Where should I go? Should I go to China?" And Prabhupada said, "Yeah, exactly. You said it. You should go to China." Huh? And he went. He didn't say, "Oh, Prabhupada, but. No. He said, "Okay, my guru told me, I should go to China." He went to China. Brahmananda went to Africa. Others went to Russia. So we're preparing ourselves till we get our marching orders. You know, in the army, there's boot camp, then there's specialized training, and after that, you wait for your marching orders. You don't know when the call comes. The call may come in the middle of the night. Okay, terrorist attack. Gotta go. When you're a servant, you have to be ready to drop everything and to just walk. You can't say, "Oh, I've built this congregation. This is my temple. These are my followers." I was in a particular place that I don't want to mention. And I was talking to one brahmachari leader. And he said, "I have 100 followers." And I told him, "Prabhu, you don't have anybody. Look around you. There's nobody there behind you." He said, no, you don't understand. You know, I have 100 people in my team, you know. There's 100 people in my project. 100 people are working under me." I said, "Prabhu, it's all in your mind. There is only you. There's nothing else. Okay? So, are you ready to just walk? Huh? When that order comes. Because eventually we have to give up everything. Asango hiyam purushaha. We came with nothing. We're going to leave with nothing. It's not like that you can say, "Oh, but, I still have plan B and plan C and something else." No. So to the degree that we keep vested interests, to the degree that we still keep independence in our mental, in our mental armoire, we think we got a lot of space there. We have a lot of space for independence. But to the degree that we lovingly learn the art of sweet surrender, to that degree, Krishna will empower us. There's sweet surrender and there's forced surrender. If you look down that barrel, that's forced surrender. That's not sweet surrender. Huh? When you go and you drive on the road and you get held up by some gundas, and then when you get out of the car and they take your car, they want to take your valuables. But before they take your valuables, you take out your money, your wallet, and you turn to your friend and you tell your friend, "You know, those 100 rupees that I owe you, I'm giving them to you right now, okay? See? I'm giving them to you right now, okay?" And then the thieves take everything. No. Now, why is everybody moving in this world? Because they all have a debt. We're all debtors. We all have a debt to pay. Right? There's mortgage on the house, on the car. Somebody says, "You owe me. Move." Devarsha, devarshi budapta nirinam pitrinam nakinkano rayam nirinijarajan sarvatmana yaksharanam sharanyam kado mukundam pariritya kartam. If you realize my debt is towards Radha Gopinath, and I've given my life to Radha Gopinath, that will absolve you of all your debts that you may have. It just got blank slate. Because we are all prisoners in this prison of Durga, which makes moving very difficult. Like now it's still hot and humid. Moving is a little difficult, especially in congested cities. But if you're in prison, when the king comes to the prison house, he can parole anybody. But if the prisoner thinks, oh, this fellow, he must also be a prisoner. Look what happened today. They threw the king in jail. So when Krishna comes to this world and the foolish living entity thinks, oh, look, he's one of us. He's also here in this mess, you know? He's also struggling like all of us. Then he cannot take advantage of the benefit of the king's pardon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to give us Namo Mahavadanyaya. He's most merciful, most magnanimous. But if we consider him ordinary, if we are foolish, if you're obstinate, if you're arrogant, we cannot take benefit of this mercy, of this great opportunity. Everybody looks for a cause. Everybody looks for an opportunity, for a good deal. And so many people offering you good deals, right? Do you get all these emails from Nigeria? I am the prince from Nigeria. I have great fortune. I want to share with you. Right? Please send me your credit card information. And I will put $5 million in your account. And you can keep half of it. Because the law is after me. So, you get all these emails, right? Even sometimes from friends. They only send you once a year an email. I have a new opportunity, you know? And you would be just the right kind of person for that opportunity. Have you ever heard that word, opportunity? So when you walk out of this door and somebody comes up to you and proposes to you a great opportunity, let us answer the same way that our gardener in Mayapur answered. I'm very honored, you know, that you consider me a worthy recipient of Domino Pizza or of, you know, ice cream or of whatever else opportunity you try to sell me. But believe me, I don't have money in the bank. But I have prasadam downstairs. And all I aspire for is service. If that is our reply, then Maya will say, okay, fine. Chala, okay, good boy. Keep on, carry on. But if we think, oh, let me see this opportunity. Can you show it to me? I just would like to see it one last time. One last time. Don't do it. Don't do it. It may cost you. It may cost you dearly. This is your last chance to be contrary or agreeable. You're almost as neutral as Swiss. You know that? Thank you for your kind attentions, patience and tolerance. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitana pavanevya vaishnavevyo namo namaha.